So you might say, well, why are you calling it archetypes? It's just a word that means overarching pattern. It's an overarching pattern about God's creation. And so these patterns, these eternal patterns, are set to keep you stable. You're saved by faith. Once you get saved by faith, you'll never go back to faith plus works. They'll try to get you to go back to faith plus works, but you never will. Once you grasp the concept that it has to be faith alone, in Jesus alone, you'll never go back to faith plus works for your salvation. You might do some works, but it's Christ doing it through you and in you. It's not you doing it. We could never do the work before or after. Only Christ in us could do the work, whatever the work is. And even when you set your mind to do something, it's not even in a man's way to direct his own steps, the Bible says. So let's say you have a plan. Things happen to pull you off course, you know? And so the reason I'm saying this is because these are overarching patterns that when the devil attacks you, and he will, and the devil will come up with all kinds of schemes to really try to mess you up. Try to get you in the court system. Try to get you in a financial bind. Try to get you in some kind of fear, doubt, and worry. But what's the opposite of faith? Fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And so you walk by faith. Power, love, and a sound mind. If you're lazy, yeah, you're gonna fear, because the bill collector is gonna be due. Most of the time, we do it to ourselves. We do stuff to ourselves. You gotta prepare. Always prepare. Expect the best, but know some bad stuff can happen. But when something bad happens, start to pray and fast and really, you know, let's say you get sick or something, start to Google it. There's a lot of people, I remember seeing a lot of people in church, they got diagnosed with diabetes, right? So they went on their metformin and all that stuff. Instead of doing that, and I'm not giving medical advice, why don't they Google it and pray about it and study it and see what it means? And they call it sugar diabetes. Why don't they just quit eating sugar and do a 14-hour fast every day or 16-hour fast? Quit eating sugar and your body will recorrect, balance itself out. If there's anybody out there that has it or has neuropathy or anything, all you do is quit eating sugar and do some fasting. Google it. Google Dr. Berg. Whatever your ailment is, Google that word with Dr. Berg behind it. And if you don't trust him, there will be somebody else that pops up on the screen. Overeating is most of the problem. You know? You gotta have some nutrients. All the food they give us is just junk, you know. The fast food, most of it's junk. If you eat different things, if you go and you eat a combination of things, eat some green stuff, eat some yellow stuff, eat some red stuff, eat some meat, eat some just different things. Prebiotics, probiotics. Eat a lot of different, and just pay attention how your body responds. Your body's going to tell you what you need to eat and what you don't need to eat, but you got to be aware. You got to be self-aware of what you what you just ate. You got to remember or write it down what you ate today, you know. Well, I ate this and I felt bad, but I ate this and I felt good, okay? Quit eating the stuff that makes you feel bad. It's really not complicated, but they want you to think that you need them. They create the problem and they want you to come and let them fix the problem for you instead of you taking responsibility. God uses the weak things of the world to confound the wise. I know a lot of people who get saved. I know I was ignorant until I got saved, and then God started opening my mind to stuff. God uses the weak things of the world to confound the wise. And you're sitting there doing what God says, listening to your body, and you're stronger than... They're looking at you thinking, how in the world are you that strong? How are you able to overcome that? How do you do that? How did you solve that? Blows their mind, because it's the Holy Spirit teaching you and guiding you and leading you. Whatever you're dealing with, say, Lord, I got this problem. I'm saved. I know you want, while I'm down here, you want me to be strong and be a part of your program. Please give me the wisdom. I'll tell you some eye drops that will change, that will actually, and this is, you can look this up. You can Google this. There's an eye drop out there that will heal the scrape. This is legit. The papers, the research is legit. I read the research. There's an eye drop out there that will heal the scratches on the cornea of your eye. Carboxymethylcellulose. Look it up. Read it yourself. I'm not giving medical advice. I'm just telling you. Look it up. Carboxymethylcellulose. See if it doesn't say in the paperwork that it will heal a scratch on the outer part of your eye. Look it up. I know that's hard to believe. What I just said, to me, when I saw that, I thought, how come nobody's talking about it? How come no eye doctors are talking about it? How come no pharmacists are talking about it? There's research paper. You can Google it and read it right now. They did the studies. Why is nobody talking about carboxymethylcellulose? And you can go to Walgreens and buy it. That's all you need for eye drops. You know, a lot of people say, I need this kind of eye drop. I just told you the best eye drop on the market. Carboxymethylcellulose. It's the best eye drop on the market, in my personal opinion. If somebody found something better, let me know. I work outside and I have dust around me all the time, even inside dust. And every time I get something in my eye, I have to rinse it out under sink. Now they wear the goggles, you know, but I wear the goggles a lot now. But even then, it's like, just felt like something was in there. And my whole life, I looked for the best eye drop I could find. And I finally find the best one. What's the chances of that, people? How did that just appear in the hologram? That used to not be a thing. But recently, they did the research, and it's called carboxymethylcellulose. It really makes total sense. And there's other medicine out there that, like if you go to Walgreens, you can, all this stuff's over the counter. There's a, I think it's spelled HIBI cleanse. You know, it's the same thing that the nurses and the doctors use before surgery. And there's certain bacteria that let's say you get something on your arm or something, certain bacteria resist regular soap and stuff. But this will break it into pieces, break the outer covering. I mean, you don't have to be a doctor to read some of this stuff, especially now with AI. A lot of this stuff is so... Just Google coconut oil for your skin. Just Google C12 coconut oil, see what you come up.